You're listening to Leadership Podcast, a series of short, insightful discussions with experts in the field of volunteer leadership. Brought to you by the AREA Center for Leadership Development and the Center for Association Leadership. Your interviewer is Elaine LaChapelle.
Today I'm speaking with Ken Anderson. He's with Delta Media, and he's a media relations specialist. And so that's why today we're talking with him about handling a media interview. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Elaine.
Now, I know that in your courses you put almost as much emphasis on preparation as you do on the interview itself. What things should people be doing in preparation for a media interview?
First, you really have to understand what the issue is and define it in the terms of your organization. Often people will take on an issue and it's much too broad. Think of what your responsibilities are, what the world is that you control, and you can think of it that way. Secondly, consider who the audience is that you want to get your messages to. Who's most vocal about it? Who's most directly affected? And if there's a special interest group who will likely be part of the story, give some consideration to what their perspective is and anticipate that. And, of course, you're going to prepare some messages before you're going to go into that media interview. If you go in and try to wing it, you're likely to get lost.
What kind of messages? What do you mean by that?
There's two types of messages that I recommend people to have. The first is what I call a position statement, and that's derived from the values that you share with your audience. And it's often constructed this way. My board is committed to or is dedicated to, and then you have that list of values that's derived from your mission or mandate. And those are the values that you share with your audience. And they're often the messages that a realtor uses to demonstrate the value of their services to their client. So it's not some foreign equation that you're going to build here. And the end of your position statement actually deals with who you're doing it for. Now, if you're speaking on behalf of your local board or association, you have to think of the members, yes, but think of who your principal clients are. They're home buyers and home sellers, and put them into your position statement. The second type of message is one that is the classic media line, and I really want those to be positive. I want you to think of that particular segment of the audience that you're speaking to and develop a message of reassurance to them. It's a simple declarative sentence and using very plain language with a minimum of acronyms.
Good advice. Now, keeping in mind that in a media interview, the interviewer isn't likely to ask you exactly the questions you've prepared answers for. So how do you use these in a media interview?
Okay. My advice to people is to understand what the issue is going in, and you start taking control of the interview situation before the interview. So you're going to do what your mother told you not to do before the interview. You're going to be asking a whole series of questions in terms of what the interview is about, what the reporter's deadline is. If you don't know anything about the media outlet, perhaps you can ask the reporter or the producer who is producing the interview to ask them about the media outlet, who they're listening to. Listeners or viewers are. Get an understanding of who it is you're going to be speaking to, and then you can actually go forward and deliver messages that are aimed and targeted at that particular segment of the audience.
Good, good. Now, what are some other things people can do during an interview? You talked a lot about the preparation, but what about during the interview to help make it go really well?
Okay. During the interview, what I suggest is that you plan for success. And the first substantive question that you get from the reporter, I'm going to suggest that you use that position statement. And you can use a bridging phrase such as, you know, first let me put this into context. My real estate board is committed to X on behalf of our members and the home buyers and home sellers in my community. You can plan to deliver that message just to put things on the record, a very positive message you can go forward with there. And then you can add the additional information so that you're not limited by the question. The other suggestion I have for people is don't be suckered by what-if questions. Don't speculate. Now, if there's any time you get those what-if questions or you're asked one of those questions that you really can't share the answer with, it may be privacy, it may be proprietary information, you may, in fact, not have the answer. It's very valid for you to tell the reporter, I'm sorry, I don't have that information. But if you tell them you can't give them something, offer up something that you can. and give them that solid information, one of those prepared media lines, and draw on your own knowledge. Don't be limited just by your messages. Offer some illustrative examples that drive home your point.
Excellent. And I'm sure those are tough. It's tough when people ask you questions that you don't know the answer to and you're inclined to want to make it up as you go along. So
that position statement can be used to tread water until you figure out how you're going to what on-ramp you're going to use to get into the message to deliver your message.
Very good. Okay. Good advice. Now, maybe we can finish with what you think might be the top, say, couple of things that if you could give someone some advice that would make their media interviews great, what would that be?
Number one is your critics are going to be negative. By design, they're negative, and the reporters will go out and find that one person on planet Earth that says something diametrically opposed. They often don't have to go too far to find that one person. I don't want you to be negative, though. I want you to be positive. You're in the business of providing solutions to people. So be positive about it. That's number one. Number two, I want you to be message-driven rather than question-driven. Don't be confined by the question. The question is only for an invitation for you to share information. Yes, I want you to be responsive to the question and to the issue, but you don't have to confine your response to that. Try to fit your response into the 8 to 15 second window so you have that quotable quote, but don't be limited.
Thank you, Ken, so much. I've been speaking to Ken Anderson. He's with Delta Media, and we've been discussing handling a media interview.
You've been listening to Leadership Podcast. To subscribe to this podcast, go to ARIA.com/leadership or calt.ca.